Blackstone Audio presents Florida is Closed Today by Jack D. Hunter. Prologue. The convoy sped directly west, tires singing and motors keening in that high-pitched whine of military vehicles under full throttle. Colonel Skelly sat beside the driver of his command car, eyes half-closed, body rocking gently from side to side with the machine's motion. To the sides, soft in fall's chalky hues, fields and hedgelines and pastureland and huddles of naked and sullen trees. Above, cloudless and glaring, the blue vault. Inside, an emptiness, a numb indifference. He rode, listening to the sounds and feeling the things around him, and the nothing within him. At Sindelsdorf, the column turned northwest on the two-lane blacktop highway. Headquarters had selected the route because it avoided Munich and other major traffic congestions. This way they could cross the rolling Bavarian plain to Weilheim, from which they would jump to Rott and Landsberg-Buchloe, finishing up on Highway 2 to the base south of Augsburg. Back roads, to be sure, but with fewer complications than they would have found on the Autobahn. Full-scale NATO maneuvers made much of the turnpike systems, but the shell-game shifting of nukes assigned to U.S. military components was, more often than not, a matter of low-key routine. When the Hansels and Gretels saw blinking lights and warning signs, and heard sirens and police bleaters, they tended to get nervous, and write letters to editors, and hold rallies. But show them what seemed to be the workaday delivery of cucumbers, coal, and candy bars, and they would, if they reacted at all, sneer in that way of theirs at the Yankee Doodles playing soldier. They despised